Chapter 27. The Eel Skinner's Perplexity. Economists of the mid-Victorian period note that increasing numbers of people made their living by what was then called dealing, an inclusive term that referred to supplying goods and services to the burgeoning middle class. England was then the richest nation on earth and the richest in history. The demand for all kinds of consumer goods was insatiable, and the response was specialisation in manufacture, distribution and sale of goods. It is in Victorian England that one first hears of cabinet makers who made only the joints of cabinets, and of shops that sold only certain kinds of cabinets. The increasing specialisation was apparent in the underworld as well, and nowhere more peculiar than in the figure of the eel skinner. An eel skinner was usually a metal worker gone bad, or one too old to keep up with the furious pace of legitimate production. In either case, he disappeared from honest circles, re-emerging as a specialised supplier of metal goods to criminals. Sometimes the eel skinner was a coiner who couldn't get the stamps to turn out coins. Whatever his background, his principal business was making eel skins, or coshes. The earliest eel skins were sausage-like canvas bags filled with sand, which rampsmen and gonoffs, muggers and thieves, could carry up their sleeves until the time came to wield them on their victims. Later, eel skins were filled with lead shot, and they served the same purpose. An eel skinner also made other articles. A neddy was a cudgel, sometimes a simple iron bar, sometimes a bar with a knob at one end. The sack was a 2-pound iron shot placed in a strong stocking. A whippler was a shot with an attached cord and was used to disable a victim head-on. The attacker held the shot in his hand and flung it at the victim's face like a horrible yo-yo. A few blows from these weapons were certain to take the starch out of any quarry, and the robbery proceeded without further resistance.